Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for visiting again to Mr. Big. This, of course, is Sunday. This is our Inspirational Insights portion. The Inspirational Insights we're taking from our Deals and Actions workshop, where we have a portion that's called the Team Systems Concept. This portion of training deals with the individual that is striving to become a business owner. These inspirational insights break down the building business concepts into natural laws or patterns that you can follow to reach success. To everything, it's time and the sun. This is the first in a 14-part series. Today we are starting with the portion that we would like to call Plant Seeds. Regardless of any business that you decide to start, there's always a portion where you're in thought, where you get your goals down, things that you need. So this is going to deal with after you've reached your goals, what do you do then? It's simple. You plant the six seeds for your business success. First thing I will share with you is our reading that brought all of this into fruition. You can also get this in our up-and-coming book, Deals and Actions. All of the things that I insinuate on are acronyms. We've broken these acronyms down into workable format. I shall begin. Deals and Actions can teach a broke slave with goals over time to plant seeds from ideas and dreams with the right tools to free themselves using team systems, laws, and rules to create success through support to gain power. Plant seeds. PlantSeeds. Plan. Learn. Assimilate, nurture, trust. Seeds, see every endeavor develop success. The first part of the P in plant seeds is plan. In order for you to get your concept off the ground, it takes planning. What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Which also consists of goals. Once you've gotten your plan down, you want to learn. Learn what it is you need in order to further your plan to get what it is your end goal is, which comes to assimilate. Once you plan and learn what you needed to do, then you assimilate, which is taking action toward your goals. When you've taken this action, you don't have to fret or worry about what's going on, what may happen. You just nurture your actions. Just like when you plant seeds and you have a flower that's coming up, you've taken your action. So the next thing you do is you nurture it. You turn it this way to the sun, that way to the sun. You water it. You might add extra food. And in business, what we mean by the nurturing portion is your advertising, your marketing, you know, you're making sure that it's getting the proper exposure to the light, which is the people who will benefit from your business. After you nurture and you've done all that you think that you can do, you trust. Trust is a big word. Trust is like faith. It's like hope. You want something to happen. You're hoping for something to happen. So after you plan, learn, assimilate, and nurture, Just trust that the fruits of your efforts will bear your end result. Seeds. When you do all of the first things and you're planting, seeds become reality. When you follow different laws to get to where you're going, then you'll be able to see every endeavor develop success. That's where the seeds come in. Now, in our workshops, we break this down on a more humane level, and we also really get into the detail on how your business plan relates to planting seeds. I'm glad that you gave us this time to talk to you about some of the ways that we do things in our Deals and Actions workshop courses. So now I would just like to leave you with an ending thought. Think. Think big. ThinkBigRealty.com for all your realty, financial, and business resources. Remember, your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Until next week's Inspirational Insights, have a big week.